Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, here we are back on a special edition podcast where we had an opportunity to sit down with the legendary PR guru, Michael Levine. This guy is the PR consultant of choice for President Bush, President Clinton, Michael Jackson, Prince, Pizza Hut, Nike, and he's talking about how to be broke in America. Chup, is this exciting for you? Have you found yourself wanting to know how to become broke?
This is on the top of my to-do list. I need to figure out today how to become broke.
So it's kind of a topic that obviously is kind of sarcastic in nature.
Right.
But he's such a grinder. I think he just wants to lay out for the listeners out there, hey, do this and you will definitely lose, and do this and you'll be successful.
Well, he's an intense guy. You can tell when you're listening in. He's been there, and so it's good to listen in and pay attention to what he's saying.
I tell you what, Thrive Nation, you might want to put on a helmet when you listen to this interview, this exclusive interview with the Michael Levine.
If you want to prosper,
yeah. Right?
If you want to, listen, here's the number one rule. If you want to be broke in America, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Right? I know your
tip
audience,
for the bottom.
Okay. In case any of your audience is listening to us now and they're saying, gee, I want to know how to be broke. How do I be broke? I'm going to tell you how to be broke in America. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the number one thing you got to do if you want to be broke in America. Ready?
Boom.
Think like a victim. That's what you got to do. If you think like a victim, I promise you, you're going to be broke in America. Now, people listening, discussing, arguing about ideas and our civilization, maybe you're talking even about income inequity, which is a very, 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 that's three verys, serious problem. You say, wait, Mr. Levine, everything you're saying is kind of interesting, but you know this game you're talking about, this game here, this is a rigged game. I know, you're right. The game is not easy. The game is not fair. But with enough burning maniacal rage and focus, the game is winnable. The game isn't easy. The game isn't fair. And here's what you got to do. Don't sign up when you want to say, why isn't the game fair? Don't sign up for that class. What would victory look like? If it's successful, what would that be like? If it's unsuccessful, what would that be like? What would happen if this was out? When, you know, usually what happens with ideas, Clay, are one of three things usually happens with ideas.
Yeah.
It's a strikeout, it's a single, or a home run.
Okay.
Right? If it's a home run, you don't need a plan. If it's a single, you better try to figure out how to steal second. If it's a strikeout, you better march your sorry ass into a room and figure out what the lessons are, lessons learned the hard way.
So let's say there's a small business owner right now. I see this all the time. There's small business owners who are like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with this great PR campaign. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We'll do this. You'll do this. He'll do that. She'll do this. And then you're saying, if you add it all up, if we're successful, if it's just a single, it's probably not worth doing.
You better be a little resourceful or figure out how you're going to steal second.
But you're just saying, look at the outcome of where it would take you if it was a success, right, and see if that's worth your time.